it's, I think, positive. You know, it's good to see this much-deserved recognition of Maria Corina Machado and really her courage organizing millions of Venezuelans to participate in an election, one in which, unfortunately, the result was overturned and the election was stolen. But they did try a peaceful, institutional way to end the Maduro dictatorship. And it wasn't exclusively because of her efforts, but I don't think it would have happened without her. So I think it's well-deserved, as I said. And we're talking about a country which is, you know, now for over a decade been in dictatorship and is the site of one of the largest, or the source of one of the largest mass displacement and forced migration crises in the world. So the more attention Venezuela can get, the better. I do want to sound a kind of sober note here, though, which is that I don't think that this changes anything about the situation in Venezuela. It doesn't weaken the Maduro regime. It would be fantastic. The one thing it might do is keep Maria Corina Machado's life safer. She currently says she's in hiding in Venezuela, and I think her being a Nobel Prize winner will make it more difficult for the regime to move against her family.
Let's talk a little bit about her background. Had she been in politics prior to this, or as a lawmaker or anything?
Not as a lawmaker, but she had been active in election monitoring and as an activist going back now over 20 years. And she started off as really a very hardline firebrand opponent of ex-president Hugo Chavez, the leftist populist mentor of the current president dictator of Venezuela, Nicolas Maduro. You know, over time, she, I think, moderated to some extent. She found a way to build bridges to the rest of the opposition. She put aside some of her earlier stances and found a way to unite Venezuelans who wanted change. And I think that's another commendable part of her profile.
Now, she had been prevented from running in last year's election. Let's talk a little bit about that election. I think most international observers have said it was fraudulent. What would be your take?
The few who were allowed in. Yeah, so the really clever thing the opposition did under her leadership was they had an incredibly extensive network of poll watchers all across the country who mobilized, who were able to obtain essentially paper returns of at each ballot station, the vote totals. And so what they found was, and international observers, again, from, I believe, the EU outside the country, did validate that the opposition won by something like 70% to 30%. So there's just this overwhelming desire for change. But the Maduro regime just, you know, without presenting its own vote tallies at all, just asserted that it had won and that the opposition candidate, Edmundo González, who had to step in when Maria Corina Machado herself was banned, but who was essentially running in her place, that he had lost. And because the regime in Venezuela controls the military so tightly, and the military is loyal to it, there was really nothing else to do at that point. You know, there was a crackdown started. Maria Corina Machado went into hiding.
What was the main cause of the so many people fleeing? Was it economic hardship, politics?
So we're talking about a 20-year process where people have been leaving Venezuela in waves, and it really escalating in the late 2010s and early 2020s. So there have been a number of drivers over time. First, it was political persecution, people being fired for their jobs for reasons of their, you know, loyalties to the opposition, just a desire to leave the country as it became more dangerous, and the regime messed up policing and empowered crime in many ways. But more recently, it's because of Venezuela's deep economic crisis, that's the biggest in the world outside of a war zone in the last 50 years. You know, that's been the result of a number of factors. It's both government policies in Venezuela, setting price controls, corruption, creating a really unfavorable environment for any private business that isn't government-linked. But, you know, I think to some extent, U.S. sanctions have also contributed. Venezuela is an oil-producing country that's always been the major driver of its economy. The Maduro government ran down the infrastructure, let it decay. Before him, his predecessor fired many of the technically competent managers of the state oil company. So already production capacity had fallen a lot. But then in the first Trump administration, we started applying maximum pressure sanctions. And as one of the main, previously one of the main buyers of Venezuelan oil, that really hurt a lot for the economy. So that's primarily why people have been leaving. That's what I hear from people still in the country.
Okay, Will Freeman from the Council on Foreign Relations, I really like to thank you for your time today.
Thanks so much.